the scripture. I just want to apologize. I think baby brain had me give some typos to the... So the scripture reading is actually from Luke chapter 13. My husband was in John going, what are we talking about? I'm confused. And the message title should be, And She Stood Tall. But now let us read together Luke chapter 13. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, Woman, you are set free from your ailment. When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day. But the Lord answered him and said, You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day? When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. So let's think about this woman. And I should say these words are those of Leslie Penrose, and I'm just reading her story. This woman, she has no name. She is simply woman. Women of wealth or status have names in the Gospels. She has no husband and no protector. She's not Jacob's wife or Lot's daughter, David's sister, or Jesus's mother. She is nobody's woman. Nobody provides for her. Nobody protects her. And she is bent over, not upright, not normal, not whole. Scholar and theologian John Pilcher argues that in ancient Palestine, in the world of Jesus and Luke and this nameless woman, there were three primary aspects of wholeness. And in the Gospels, these various aspects are often represented by body parts. First is the aspect of thinking. Thinking in many ancient cultures was believed to be done with the heart and the eyes, not the mind. The eyes gathered data, and the heart processed it, made it make sense. How much of her world could a bent-over woman see? Her data-gathering capacity was limited, and in that bent-over position, even her heart seemed restricted, limited. Is Luke implying that this woman's disability meant that her culture would have considered her incapable of thought? The second aspect, we have thinking, the second aspect is the capacity to do, to participate, to use your hands and feet to participate in the world around you. If you can't reach around you, if you can't stand tall and walk unrestricted in this culture, your ability to be a full participant was compromised. This woman had been bent over in this way for 18 years by illness. Or perhaps she was bent over cook fires, piles of laundry, fields. 18 years. Most women didn't live a lot longer than that. Is Luke perhaps telling us that this woman has lived her whole life disempowered, sidelined, enslaved, relegated to the margins? Finally, wholeness includes an ability to be in dialogue, to hear and to be heard, represented, of course, by mouth and ears. This was a relational culture. Who you were depended in large part on who you interacted with, who you influenced and were influenced by. How did being bent over impact this woman's ability to hear or to be heard? Who ever spoke to this woman? Did anyone? Who listened to her in any meaningful way? In just a few short sentences, Luke has presented us and Jesus with a woman who is poor, unattached, devalued, discounted, alienated. A woman bent over.
Yo sé algo de la historia de esa
I know
mujer.
About this, a little bit about the story of that woman.
Y me gustaría compartir con ustedes.
And I would like to share with you.
Mi vida es igual.
My life is same, somehow
mujer.
Related to the story of that woman.
Chacaraseca es una comunidad pobre.
And Chacaraseca is a community really poor.
Donde las familias viven con un dólar o menos al día.
Where families live on a dollar or less a day.
Las mujeres con frecuencia son abandonadas.
And women frequently are just abandoned.
Irrespetadas.
Disrespected.
Ellas están siendo desvaloradas.
And they are just not really taken into account.
Abandonadas por sus hombres en sus vidas.
Abandoned for their husband, you know, in their life.
Sin oportunidad de trabajo.
With no opportunity of work.
Ni educación.
Or education.
Y buscan cómo salir adelante.
But they're trying to move forward in life.
Como pueden.
In any way they could.
Pero gracias a Dios en Chacaraseca.
But thanks God in Chacaraseca.
El machismo y la opresión.
Machismo and oppression.
No tienen la última palabra.
It's not the last word.
Hay mujeres que están saliendo adelante.
There are women, you know, that they are defending themselves and moving forward.
Que estamos logrando ponernos de pie, levantar nuestras cabezas.
And we're trying to stand tall.
Me gustaría compartir con ustedes la historia de una señora.
And I would like
Melba.
To quickly share with you a story of a woman who her name is Melba.
Con 70 años de edad.
With 70 years old.
Toda su vida pensó.
Her whole life she thought.
Que tenía que estar sometida a su esposo. Eso le enseñó su papá.
Working, you know, with her husband.
Que las mujeres solo somos para cuidar a nuestros hijos en el hogar.
And with the thought that women were just working, I mean, were just for the households.
Y realmente es triste el que nosotras no podamos.
But the truth is really sad that we can't.
Tomar decisiones de nuestras vidas.
Take or make decisions about our life.
Cansada de esa situación.
And, you know, women just got tired of that situation.
Pidió la oportunidad de poder.
So a group of women requested some help.
Trabajar con grupos de mujeres en la comunidad.
To be able to work with group of women in the community.
Que igual que ellas.
Same way.
Estaban en la misma situación.
Another group of women were trapped in the same situation.
Hombres que controlaban sus vidas.
By men that were controlling their life.
Los niños no podían ir a la escuela.
They were not able to go to school.
Porque a su papá le interesaba más el ir a una cantina.
Because their parents were more interested about going to a cantina.
Que sus hijos se prepararan.
Rather than having their kids, you know, getting education.
Con un pequeño préstamo.
But with a small loan that they have.
A través de la organización.
Through the organization, Just Hope.
Que escuchó a un grupo de nueve mujeres.
To a group of women, nine women,
la oportunidad de poder
that
trabajar
wanted the opportunity to
desde
work
sus hogares.
From their homes.
Tuvo la oportunidad de tener un pequeño financiamiento.
So they had the opportunity to get a small loan.
Se puso a criar cerdo, gallinas,
by raising pigs,
en su casa,
chicks at home.
Y al poco tiempo ella pudo tener dinero.
Very soon she was able to get cash.
Para preparar a sus nietos para ir a la escuela.
To be able to have their grandkids go to school.
Porque con su hijo no pudo hacerlo.
Because she couldn't make it with her kids.
Sus hijos no tuvieron la oportunidad.
Her children did not have the opportunity to go to school.
Pero ella no quería que se repitiera la misma
historia
a su nieto.
But she didn't want them, I mean, to have the same story with her grandchildren.
Ella quiso un futuro diferente.
She wanted a different future for them.
Y nos está enseñando a las más mujeres allá en la comunidad.
So she is being an example and teaching the rest of the women in the community.
A poder ponernos de pie.
To stand tall.
Y poder levantar la mano para
and
tener una
to be
oportunidad.
Able to raise our hands to have an opportunity.
Para poder trabajar, eso es lo que queremos
so
nosotras las mujeres.
Work. And that's
trabajar
all we want with all of the women, to be
able
to work
mismas, por nuestra familia,
our families,
y por nuestra comunidad.
And for our community.
Igual que ella, hay muchas historias de
and
mujeres.
Just like Melba, there's several stories of women about
que
this.
Estamos aprendiendo.
That we're all learning.
A que los hombres no pueden y no tienen.
Man, they can.
El poder de
and they don't have the power
nosotras.
And the control about making decisions about us.
Las mujeres tenemos valor,
women's
fuerza.
We have values and the strength.
Lo que necesitamos es unirnos y trabajar.
What we need is just to be united and work.
Por lograr ese sueño.
To be able to
mujeres
achieve that
unidas,
dream.
Con ganas de superarse.
United women with the wishes to overcome with their situation
para más mujeres,
and to be an example for the rest of the women
en todo el mundo.
Around the world.
Gracias.
Thank you.
What Elba maybe underemphasized is that her story is one of these stories, and that she has been sort of the equivalent of the president of her community town council. She is in charge of microcredit loans, so she helps to run this program, and she works for Just Hope and does this work. This is back to Leslie's words about the importance. I think Elba communicated it, but the importance of these programs. In these communities, microcredit loans are doing the same thing for women that Jesus did for this bent over woman in the Luke text, calling them out of the shadows, out of the back dark corners of the social structure, into the place where power resides, right? Where decisions are made, where futures are determined. Microcredit loans are affirming the ability of women to think critically and creatively about their solutions, to participate in addressing their problems and creating options for their families, to be listened to and respected in their communities. Rather than passive subjects, nobodies dependent on the care or compassion or charity of someone else, these small loans are enabling women to own a small business, to earn an income, to feed and clothe their families, to be somebodies. From nameless women to daughters of Abraham, to active agents in the creation of their own futures. Children are healthier because of it, communities are stronger because of it, and eventually, even the men in these communities are beginning to come around and realize that their lives will be better off when women become partners rather than possessions. Because first and foremost, microcredit loans are changing the ways that women see and think about themselves. And that's an amen, right? Amen.